Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Maris Deepers from the Salvos.
Welcome to another week on Mind Games. This week we're entering the virtual world of social contact and virtual relationships, chat rooms and websites again this week, and exploring some of the pitfalls, some of the dangers, and also some tips on how you can navigate this increasingly important virtual world. Be very careful. Be careful not only with your own information and what you publish online, but also be careful not to misrepresent yourself as well, that you're equally likely to explore and to extend upon your own flexible barriers and flexible boundaries of identity. So be careful about that. If you expect it from someone else, you need to actually bring that to the table as well. The next thing would be to really have firmly in your mind from the outset that chat rooms in and of themselves are no substitute for real and traditional kind of social interaction. While some of the benefits of social contact online are just as real as interpersonal social contact, there are others which just aren't there online. So it is not as good as the real thing. My next tip would be not to confine yourself to the virtual world. Ensure that you have activities in your life which keep up those real life social relationships, coffee with friends, sports clubs and the like, and community participation, which gives us so much beneficial contact in our world. The next thing would also be that if people meet online, if you develop a relationship with someone online, even if it is a friendship over a shared mutual interest, do whatever you can to take it out of the online world and take it into the social space and make it a little bit more real because of that. The next thing would be, and the most important thing, is to take care. While virtual friends and the contact may not be as real as real life social contact, virtual friends still can create real hurt for people. And so make sure that you are taking care of yourself just like you would be in any other human relationship, and be very wary of the fact that a virtual stab in the back is just as painful as a real one. And virtual rejection is equally as painful as real life rejection. So ensure that you keep your own boundaries up around that and have your own strategies for keeping yourself safe. So stay as real and social as possible. Keep it real this week on Mind Games.